day. As currently outside, we are looking at around 54 degrees. That's pretty much going to be our high for the day. Our temperatures will trend downward as we move throughout the day. And joining us this morning, as she does every morning, it's Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Welcome back.
Yeah, had a good week last week. Luckily, the weather kept pretty normal last week, and we had my kids last week. We did a whole lot of stuff. I don't know if you've ever been to the Gathering Place down in Tulsa.
I have not.
It's it was a lot of walking, that's for sure. I ended up walking almost 4 miles that day, so it was a lot of fun, though. They had a blast, and they were worn out at the end of the day, which made me happy because I was able to fall asleep, too. All right, well, Lisa, we got lots of stuff going on in Independence, and we do have a guest with us, and we'll talk to him here in just a little bit, but let's go ahead and get started. Obviously, we always kind of like to bring up everything with the meals happening in Independence.
That's right. So it's been a few weeks since I mentioned this, but I always want to make sure that we share information, especially on the radio, so that listeners are aware of the opportunities that are available in Independence, whether they can benefit from those meals or they know somebody who might benefit from those meals. So because of the caring support of our local churches, we have 3 meals a week that are available to anyone in need. So every Tuesday at the Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner, and they offer carry-out meals only right now, and that begins at 5 o'clock and wraps up around 6. And then on Wednesday, the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue offers a free dinner beginning at 5:45. And then every Thursday, the local churches take turns providing a CUF meal. CUF stands for Community United Feeding Friends, and that dinner takes place at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple, and this meal is carry out only, and it begins at 6. So basically 3 opportunities, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every single week in Independence.
And obviously we want to thank those churches doing that, because again, there's some people that really, really need that stuff. So all right. Another thing helping in Independence is veteran services, which are available Monday through Friday.
That's right. Independence is a very caring and supportive community through the meals that we just mentioned, and also very supportive of our veterans. And we have veteran services available Monday through Friday in Independence from 9 to 4 at 4 County Mental Health. The campus where this particular program is available is at 1101 Donald Avenue. And you can call veteran Lauren Osborne at 331-3131 for more information about those services. And again, those services are now available every workday of the week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. So if you are a veteran who needs help with your veteran services, or you have a family member who could benefit from that, please give them a call at 3131.
All right. And then, of course, lots of fun going on in downtown Independence. And one of those things is every Wednesday night, Dickie's has live music.
That's right. I know all the fun places to eat because I do not cook anymore. There is no one at my house that needs me or needs a meal. So you will find me at all of the local restaurants almost every night of the week. And not only do we have great places to eat, but it's unusual to have as much live music as we have in Independence. So I always want to point out that live music is played at Dickie's Barbecue every Wednesday, so tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 9 at 204 North Penn Avenue. You can have some great barbecue and enjoy some really good music. And then also on Thursday evenings, John Hamlin plays the guitar at Brothers Railroad Inn, and it's their pizza special night. So two great opportunities to listen to music. I mean, and those are musical opportunities every week. Sometimes there's music at Uncle Jack's, there's music at Turbo's, there's music out at Stoney's as well. But you can guarantee that there will always be some live music on Wednesdays and Thursdays in downtown Independence.
And another thing that's fun in downtown Independence, of course, is the Indy Brew Works, where they have trivia night on Thursdays.
I know. So two fun things at the brewery, and we're super fortunate to have a brewery. Not every community, definitely not one our size, typically has a brewery. So we want to make sure that we support them. They are also nestled right in the middle of road construction on Main Street. So we want to give them some extra support during the next few months as they wait for that road to be finished up. And then everyone can just enjoy all the smooth roads and the great parking in front of the brewery. But right now they have mixtape bingo on Wednesday evenings, and they have trivia night on Thursday evenings. And so please know that those two events will continue on, and there's plenty of parking on the side street, so don't let the construction be a deterrent and continue to support our brewery.
Absolutely. And with the nicer weather coming up, you know, it doesn't hurt to walk a little bit. So
that's right.
And then moving on, every Friday through April 8th, it'll be time for the fish dinners at St. Andrew's Knights of Columbus.
Okay. I just told you I do not cook. So I had fish last Friday and it was great. You know, I'm a Methodist, but I supported the Catholics, and by golly, it was a great meal. So the St. Andrew Parish Center hosted the 2022 Lenten Fish Fry. The meal consisted of catfish, which was amazing. It has some incredible breading on it. Hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries for the low price of $10. It was a great meal. And you can do dine-in, which is what we did, or you can carry out. And I watched lots of meals being carried out. People were pulling right into the alley between the church and the parish center, and they were bringing out meals, and people were on their way home to eat, maybe watch some basketball. But I stuck around and ate my dinner in. So I just encourage everyone to do that, because I think we have three Fridays left. So the last fish fry will be the Friday on April the 8th.
And to show more caring from the community, the New Life Baptist Church is offering a free clothing distribution to the public.
Yes, so they do this on every third Saturday of the month from 9 to noon at 2515 South 10th Street. And New Life Baptist Church basically just opens the doors and offers free clothing. So if you need clothing, or you know of somebody who could benefit from some extra clothing, please share that information with them and always put it on your calendar for the third Saturday of the month.
All right, and now we're going to talk about the first of several different things happening with Independence High School. And tomorrow morning, Independence High School will be hosting their annual career fair.
That's right. So I'll visit a little bit more about that and the importance of that when I introduce our high school principal, Kurt Seiler, who is with us in studio this morning to talk about the work-based learning program. But I do want to let people know that the Independence High School works to be a partner in education with our business and industries, and have worked hard to develop a career fair that will be taking place on the high school campus from 8:30 to 11:30. And I know they have a lot of business and industry all lined up and ready to visit and interview our high school students and share more information about the career opportunities that wait for them when they graduate.
Absolutely. And like you said, we'll talk to Kurt here in just a few minutes. We'll go a little more in depth on that. Moving on, the Veteran Family Night will be this Friday.
So, yes, so we talked about veteran services, and this is another opportunity that is available for our veterans and our veterans' family members. It'll be this Friday from 6 to 8. It's a veteran family night at the Shelter House at Riverside Park. And it's going to be a monthly event full of lots of fun and great food and good friends. I'm sure you're going to meet your regular friends and make some new friends. I think they're going to play cornhole and have a great time. If you need more information about the event, you can call Kathy Shepherd at 330-6091. And there will be a meal provided by the VFW Auxiliary Post 1186. So it's going to be a great night. So again, share the word.
And coming up here on Friday and Saturday, the Independence High School Drama and Vocal Music Department will be presenting their spring musical.
I know. They've been working hard and lots of rehearsals and practices getting ready for this. I know the seniors are excited to perform. This will be their last opportunity to be on the stage at Independence High School. But they will be presenting Nice Work If You Can Get It Done. It will be this Friday and Saturday. The evening performances are at 7:30, and they have a Sunday matinee performance at 2:30 in the afternoon. All performances will be in the Performing Arts Center, and general admission tickets are $8. So if you're looking for something fun to do and you want to see a great spring musical, you won't want to miss this one. They are incredibly talented high school students who have worked really hard, and nothing would make them happier than to have a packed house. You always perform better when there's a great, lively audience waiting for you. So
absolutely
support them.
Absolutely. So again, that's coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also this Saturday, Indy Saves is offering a free CPR AED education and certification class.
Yeah, say that three times fast. So I don't know if you can still sign up, but they do offer these classes from time to time. So I'm just going to give you the information regarding this week's session, and then some contact information if you do want to get in on future training. So this Saturday, Indy Saves is offering free CPR AED education certification, as you mentioned. The classes are held at Indy Fitness, 2801 West Main. Indy Fitness is actually a new chamber member. And the classes run from around 9:30 to 11:45, so it doesn't take up your whole Saturday. Get up, get some things done, go get your certification, and you got the rest of the day to be productive as well. You can sign up at 331-8096, or you can email indysavescpr@gmail.com. It's a great skill to have.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember we talked about how we earned our certifications and so on. I probably need a refresher course.
That's for sure.
So, all right. Coming up, more stuff with IHS, and it's the IHS After Prom Bingo Night.
I know. So I'm planning to go to this. I love After Prom Bingo. It's a way to support the After Prom efforts. You know, we want to make sure that our youth are safe after prom. And after prom events are very, very expensive. So they work hard to raise money. This is one of their big fundraisers. It's always lots of fun. It's good family entertainment. It's affordable. It's this Saturday evening at the high school cafeteria. The concessions open at 5:30. And they have like nachos, and then they have brownies and ice cream. They got all kinds of great food. And then the games begin at 6. You can get your advance tickets for $10. You can get those at Magnolia Sense by Design or at the high school office. And then they're $13 at the door. But it's a lot of fun. So you get this packet of about 10 sheets, and there's three games on each sheet. And they tell you if you're going to play postage stamp or four corners or crisscross or blackout. And then they have all of these gift baskets that have been donated by parents and different community members. So when you bingo, you get to get up and go to the table and pick a basket that is appealing to you. So that's even more fun that you get to pick something that is of interest to you, and you don't just get maybe stuck with something and you're like, what am I going to do with this? So they've got lots of really cool gift baskets. It's a lot of fun. Again, it's $10, but you're supporting a great cause and you're having a good time playing bingo.
Absolutely. All right. And then the K-State Research and Extension Office invites you to Walk Kansas.
I know. So you got to get signed up for this. Walk Kansas is from March the 27th through May the 1st. And you can sign up as an individual, or you can sign up as a team of, you know, around 6 people. I think that's the maximum team. And you sign up at walkkansas.org. And again, it's just to promote health and getting out and enjoying the spring weather and walking and being with family or friends. And then I believe that you kind of set this goal with the idea that if you walk during this time period consistently, by the end, you will have walked across Kansas. So
very, very nice. All right. And then, of course, a big event that is starting here pretty soon, actually, is the it's going to be at the Fab Lab ICC, and it's called SEED, which is an acronym for Small Business and Entrepreneur Empowerment and Development.
I know. So this is another opportunity provided by the Fab Lab ICC. It's on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. And anyone wanting to grow their business or develop their business skills is encouraged to sign up. It will introduce you to a lot of core business management concepts that you would find very beneficial in startup, your business startup, or your the growing of your business. I was talking to Brittany Holum, who is putting this program together, and she was talking about with the sign-up fee, you also get one-on-one time with attorneys and accountants and other business professionals. So it's a great opportunity to get some good questions answered, get some learn some valuable information, and make connections and relationships that'll be beneficial to you in the future. So the program runs from March the 30th to June the 1st. And to register, you go to seed-initiative.com, or you can call out to the Fab Lab as well. You can call the chamber office. We can help you with that. But again, it's Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8, and you need to get signed up now.
Absolutely. Still got time to sign up. And also back to more stuff at Independence High School, where their orchestra and choir concert will be tomorrow.
I know. So lots of music available tomorrow evening. Independence High School will perform their spring orchestra and choir concert at 6:30 at the Performing Arts Center. And then you can zip in for that particular concert and then step out, because the jazz band from the college will be playing at Turbo's the same day, and 30 minutes later at 7 o'clock, they'll play a little bit longer. So you could go to the spring concert at the high school and then get in the car and zip down to Turbo's. But it's just great to know that there's lots of opportunities for music, entertainment, and I think both of these things are free, so you can't beat that.
Absolutely. That's the best part. So, and then as we start getting into April, one of the first things that on the first Saturday of April will be the SOS Women's Ministry, their spring craft fair.
Yes. Yeah, so they sent us a flyer, and we wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of this. It will be Saturday, April the 2nd, and it's a women's ministry titled SOS, and they will host their spring craft fair at the Access Church at 11th and Walnut from 9 to 3. And I believe that Access is connected to the Nazarene Church. So they are having, though, like I said, a spring craft fair. You know, typically you think about Christmas time and getting crafts and decor and things like that. And so it's a change of the season. So if you're looking for something fun to something fun and new to put in your home for decor and something that's unique and handmade, you want to check out this spring craft fair.
Absolutely. And after you're done with the craft fair, you can head on over for the Independence Lions Club Ham and Beans Feed.
That's right, because I don't cook. I will be having ham and beans. And if you don't like ham and beans, they serve some amazing vegetable soup too. So the Lions Club will be having their ham and bean feed on Saturday, April the 2nd at the Wesley Center. It's from 11 to 2:30. This is the Lions Club's big fundraiser. You know, they support Kittyland at Riverside Park. They do a lot of good in the community. So when they do their fundraiser, we want to make sure that we support them, because they then turn right around and push that money back out into the community, making a difference. So we want to support our local Lions Club and enjoy a great lunch. Again, it will be at the Wesley Center at 200 South Penn Avenue on Saturday the 2nd. And they make some great ham and beans. They have cornbread and jalapeno cornbread. They also have lots of pies that you can spend a few dollars extra on and get a great piece of pie. And then again, if ham and beans aren't your thing, the other option is vegetable soup.
And also on that same Saturday, you can support your local chapter of the Duck Hunters organization.
Yeah, you can get your tickets now by calling 620-688-2861. This event will be Saturday, April the 2nd at 5 in the evening at Riverside Park's 4-H building. And again, it's the local chapter of Duck Hunters, the Duck Hunters organization, and it's their second annual banquet. So if you're interested in that, you can get your tickets. Kids 7 and under can go for free, and youth aged 8 to 15 are $25, but that includes a youth membership. And then single tickets are $50, which also includes an annual membership, and a couple would be $80, so that saves you a few dollars, and you get your two tickets and a Delta membership as well. So it's a great opportunity to support the waterfowl.
And another event happening at Independence High School is the always popular daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah, so they haven't had this in a few years for obvious reasons, but They're having it again, so I'm sure that it will be a popular event. Again, that's going to be April the 2nd. It's busy in Independence on April the 2nd. They've titled this Light Up the Night. It's a daddy-daughter dance at the Independence High School. It will be from 6 to 7:30. And, of course, there's going to be great music and lots of dancing and snacks and photos. I think the little girls get in for free, and it's $10 per dad, and you can pay $5 and get a special photo, or you can just bring your cell phone, take lots of photos. But get out. If you're a dad or a dad figure in some little girl's life, consider going to the daddy-daughter dance.
Absolutely. And then we have a couple of Save the Date events coming up as well.
Yeah. So Riverside Park opening day will be Saturday, April the 9th. The community Easter egg hunt will be Saturday, April the 16th. The William Inge Theater Festival will be April the 21st through the 23rd. And then I want to remind everyone to be thinking about Love Independence Day. It's on Saturday, April the 30th. However, you can love on Independence that entire week, that entire month of April. I do not care. I just want to make sure that everyone gets involved this year and champions a project, whether that is within your family, within your church, your civic organization, your business community, as an individual, schools, classes, clubs. There's no reason why we all can't get out and be intentional that day with our love and kindness towards each other and do something that will make a difference in our community. So that's the whole purpose of Love Independence Day. So I just want to make sure that everyone, you know, we think about April the 30th being, oh, that's next month. Well, it'll be here before we know it. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to plan what you're going to do. And so be thinking about that. And if you need some projects, you have some, you might have a group of people, but you have no idea what you'd like to do, you can give us a call at the chamber and we'll point you in the right direction. We have some ideas and we can help you out.
All right. And now, Lisa, you did, we've talked about him just a little bit so far, but we do have a guest with us in studio this morning, do we not?
That's right. We definitely do. And, excuse me, I just wanted to give kind of an intro to our guest. So our guest this morning is the principal at Independence High School, Kurt Seiler. And Kurt and I visited along with one of his instructors, Laura McClure, about a new program that they're rolling out at the high school called Work-Based Learning. And work-based learning is an educational strategy that gives our high school students real-life experiences through mentorships and internships and job shadowing and maybe apprenticeships, where they can apply their academic abilities and their technical skills and then further develop their employability. So we always talk about growing our own and the importance of doing that with the youth of our community, making sure that these kids know about the career opportunities, the job opportunities that wait for them after they graduate from high school, and great job opportunities that wait for them. But you have to have skills for those, you know, great jobs. And the work-based learning program is something that will allow them to further develop their skills. One of the things that I mentioned earlier in this interview is the high school's efforts to connect the businesses and the industries with these high school students, bringing those businesses and industries into the high school so that they can be in front of, face-to-face with high school students, letting them know about the career opportunities that, again, wait for them upon graduation or during the summer months when they need summer employment, and then information about what skills they will need to be able to have those jobs. And maybe they need to go to a technical school. Maybe they need to go to college. Maybe they need to have some type of apprenticeship. And the work-based learning program, as I understand it, is one way of helping our youth have those skills that are needed. And so I wanted to bring Kurt here and let him tell about an opportunity where we can all gather and learn more about the program. And also to say that if you're listening on the radio and you are an employer, or you are an employee of an employer who might benefit from having high school students in the workplace and potentially being future employees? You know, I hear all the time that our businesses and industries are understaffed. I mean, they cannot find employees. I'm down an employee in the chamber office. It's hard to find quality, qualified workers right now. And where are they going to come from? Well, they're going to come from our own backyard, Independence High School. And so if again, you're an employer, or an employee, or a parent, or a grandparent, or a student, and you're listening to this interview, you want to make sure you put down a date that Kurt will be talking about regarding an informational meeting so that you can come and learn more about this opportunity. So with that, I want to turn it over to Kurt so that he can give us more information about the event that's coming up and share more information regarding the program. He's the expert. It's his program. And so I wanted to bring him in studio this morning. And before I turn it over to him, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to be able to do this. You know, you give us this airtime to come. We've been on the air for 30 minutes talking about things that are happening in our community. And I get stopped all the time and they say, we're so glad you're on the radio sharing that information because that's how we know what's happening in the community. So thank you for giving us this airtime and letting me bring special guests into the studio. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kurt.
And by the way, you are very welcome. We love we love talking about our communities here in the area that are in our listening area. And Kurt, good morning. I hope you are having a good morning. So tell us a little bit more about this work-based learning that's coming up.
Good morning, Kyle and Lisa. Thank you both for having me on. We have a very exciting program that we're rolling out next school year. It's work-based learning. It's a KSDE, the Kansas Department of Education Initiative, and it's a way for our juniors and seniors to get in the workforce through internship, apprenticeship programs during the school day. So they can have up to 2 hours of school time, two class periods of school time, where they can go out and they can get in a job and see what it's all about, see what that business has to offer for our kids once they do graduate, if they're not going to college, or if they go to college or a technical program, and then they realize that there are opportunities here in local communities to come back and to work. And that's ultimately, like Lisa said, what we want to do. We want to grow our own. We understand right now that in the workforce, there is a shortage, and we have a lot of students at the high school that are eager to work, eager to learn, and this is a great opportunity to get them in the door, build those connections with the local workers, employees, but also the HR, the owners, and understand that there is a great workforce right here in Independence. So what it is it's an internship program, and the way that we get it started is on April 5th, we're going to have an event at the Independence High School in the cafeteria where we're inviting all educators, business, and industry reps into the high school for a meal at 5:30. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have an informational meeting where we go a little bit more in-depth what the work-based learning program is going to entail. We can't promise that a student is going to be placed in every business. Obviously, that is going to be on the student's interest. But the idea is the more businesses we have on the list that students can choose from, the better chance that they are to be placed in a business. There's a lot of businesses around Independence that our kids have no idea are there. So by getting your name on that list and agreeing to be a partner with Independence High School, that betters the chance that a student will reach out or that the school will reach out and have an intern placed in your program. The other opportunity that is placed with this is if a student is interning in your business the last 2 hours of the day and they don't have sports or they don't have activities, that gives that student the opportunity, if you have the opening, to stay on and to work past that. So you have an employee that may work till 7, 8 at night and give you the extra opportunity to fill a void that you have within your business. If you are interested in coming out for the event and learning more about the work-based learning, please RSVP. You can call the high school at 620-332-1815, or you can email myself, Kurt Seiler. It's kseiler@indieschools.com. That's S-E-I-L-E-R. Or Laura McClure, L. McClure, LMCCLURE at indieschools.com. If that's too much to remember, just call the high school and RSVP, and we'll write down and how many guests you're bringing. But we're really excited about this initiative. We want kids to have an opportunity to go to a business and see if that's really what they want to do before they go spend 4 or 5 years at college. We don't want them to go to 4 years of college, say they want to be a nurse, and then realize after that that they're afraid of blood. So we want to get them in these opportunities beforehand to see if that's really what they're interested in, a career, and so that they can make a life choice with the knowledge prior.
Yeah, and absolutely. And plus, it gives the kids hands-on experience. I mean, I wish we'd had a program like this when I was in high school. It gives kids hands-on experience early on, like you said, where they're not going through 4 years of college and going, you know what, I didn't really want to do this after all. You know, it kind of gets them into it a little bit early on.
That's absolutely right. And we understand that not every student is built for college. A lot of these students, these seniors, are going to be going into the workforce at the beginning of June. So if next year we can get this opportunity and these connections built, there may be an employment opportunity for them as soon as they walk across that stage of Memorial Hall. They walk right into a business and start working.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I went to technical school after college. I'm not after college, but after high school, because I just knew a 4-year college was not for me. But I went to a technical college, got my degree there, and was able to do what I wanted to do without having to do the 4 years. Because again, I just did not think I was built for college, and that was just me though. So and there's a lot of kids like that, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think it's good to go to college, but I think sometimes just some kids aren't fit out for that, and they want to go straight into the workforce.
Absolutely, and that's why we're really excited about this program. It's something that is going to be around for a long time. So getting on now is going to help, but just because you can't get on now doesn't mean that you can't call us down the road, or we can't call you down the road to make that connection, because this is a program that's going to be around for a long time, and we want to build it best we can.
Absolutely, and again, that informational meeting, tell us a little bit about that coming up again on Tuesday, April the 5th.
So we will be at the Independence High School at 5:30 in the cafeteria. We're going to have a great meal that's going to be provided to us by Madeline Gurney and her students through our FACS program. And so we're going to have our own people doing the cooking. And then at 6 o'clock is when the informational meeting is going to happen. Myself and Laura McClure will give more information on what this is going to entail. But we're also going to have Sherry Bagshaw down from Chanute High School. They've been doing this program for a couple years in partnership with Iola High School and have really seen success through this program. And she's going to talk a little bit about what it's done for their two communities and how it can help Independence. And after hearing their story and hearing what work-based learning does for a local community, it was a no-brainer that this is something that we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, again, this is a great program that you guys are starting at IHS, and we appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kyle and Lisa.
All right. And Lisa, going to come back to you real quick before we get out of here for the day. If anybody has any questions about what you've talked about today, or maybe they have a business in Independence and they haven't joined the chamber yet, how could they join the chamber? How can they get a hold of you?
So you can always call the office, excuse me, at 331-1890. And if you have some information that you would like for us to share on the radio or put on our community calendar, please let us know, and we will do our best to get that information out to everyone. So you can, again, call us at 331-1890. We always post and share a lot on our Facebook page, Get Independence, so be sure and do that. I also encourage you to like additional pages like the City of Independence's page or the high school's page, USD 446's page. All of those are great pages to stay informed, so be sure and do that. And then you can go to our website, and many of the flyers that have detailed information about the events that we talked about on the radio are listed on our website at indkschamber.org. And if you're interested in joining the chamber, we would love to have you as part of our business community. We work hard to make Independence a great place to do business and to be welcoming and supportive of all of our business and industry, and to do what we can to strengthen that. And we do that through our membership dollars. So you can fill out a paper application at the office. You can do it online on our website, as I mentioned before, at indkschamber.org. And being a member of the Chamber of Commerce not only makes independence stronger, but it helps us help you as an individual business in any way that we can to help you be more successful. So if you're interested, just give us a call and we'll visit.
All right. Well, Lisa and Kurt, thank you so much for coming in again today. And Lisa, we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yes, I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.